This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's going to be another awesome day. Happy Friday. Good Friday. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But do be a caller. Don't be shy. If you don't get in right away, please try back. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me are these Democrats. But it's also a good thing, too, because this is a perfect midterm campaign. Is you have the senator from Maryland going to meet with a MS-13 gang member wife beater, have the picture of him shaking this guy's hand, and then have Trump meeting mother of murdered Maryland woman.
Yeah, it's amazing that they learned nothing from the last election, which is absolutely fine with me. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Morning, gentlemen. I kind of need an opinion on what's bugging me. We've got Pam Bondi in there that says she's going to do all these magnificent arrests on these political enemies. I understand she's doing a good job getting rid of the illegals. That's an automatic. But when are we gonna hear about the Epstein list? When are people gonna start being arrested for trafficking these children? You know, I want to see some arrests. God bless Donald Trump. God bless you guys. Help me out on this, please.
Yeah, no, we're all waiting. I don't know what I don't know what the holdup is, other than it must be some sensitive stuff, I guess.
Could be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go to Two Stroke. What's bugging you?
Well, I don't want to be too negative on a good Friday out there to everybody, but the same thing, the senator that went down there, it's just absolutely appalling. And, I was looking on Truth Social, and it was funny because somebody posted that they said the people of Maryland would like to request that the El Salvadorian president keeps the senator, too.
I saw that. It's just what's going on in the state of Maryland. When you have everything fixed in that state, and you want to go worry about somebody who's a non-citizen, that's one thing. But there are people that have been raped and murdered at the hands of illegal aliens in his state. So, it's whatever.
Good job, Democrats. Thank you.
Yeah. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. Hey, Greg, you got close to the edge of the abyss when you referred to the 6 Blue Origin astronauts as bumper stickers for Bezos. But what bugging me, and I love and respect President Trump so much, but I don't like him whining for lower interest rates. The Fed funds rate is just the overnight lending rate between banks. It has no impact on the mortgage rates, which is based off the 10-year bond. I wish he would start whining about stop whining about that, because if they lower rates, then people with savings earn less money at their accounts. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. That's a good point on that, but we know economically when rates are down, the benefit is generally greater. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
So we had the tragic shooting yesterday at FSU. There was a young man that was interviewed, and he said what I think everybody needs to say. He said that if he had campus carry, he would have taken that guy out because he was having to dodge shots and was trying to render aid people. But we need to let these adults carry firearms so they could have stopped that madman. That's exactly what he said. Mm-hmm. And I know everybody's going to come out and say this, but we need to focus on that. And that Florida legislator needs to give us, stop and hindering us from our constitutional rights. We need campus carry. And if he can just save one life, isn't that what they tell us, Bob?
That's the line that, now, that is used.
Wouldn't it be worth it?
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, whether or not somebody could or would be there armed on the scene quickly and be able to neutralize that threat. In this case, it sounds like absolutely. But the probably maybe the even bigger thing would be if you quit it being a no-gun zone, then these pathetic, twisted people won't see it as, such easy pickings of people who can't defend themselves. And that, I think, is, a large part of it as well. Let's go to Pat. Well, let's go to Jamie. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Nice to talk to you. And I'll tell you what's bugging me. The shortage of turn signal fluid in Gainesville.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to be able to use their turn signals. I don't get it.
Well, it's made in China, and there's a shortage of turn fluid right now. So, yeah.
I wonder
a good one, Greg.
No, you too. I wonder what the theory is. What are people's excuses as to why you couldn't just hit that little lever there, that's on the left side of the column?
Or you've got the people, and this almost bugs me a little more. They're in the turn lane, or they're going to be turning. They wait to turn it on literally until they're turning.
Yeah.
You're like, you're missing the point.
Yeah, like I saw your wheels turn before the signal went on. That was not helpful.
Right. It's like the concept is to let everyone know ahead of time what
your
you're
intentions
doing.
Are.
The other tie into that, I know I mentioned it a long time ago, but I've seen it happen a couple of times in the last couple of days, because I try to be aware of this. If I'm on a road, let's say it's a city street, there's two lanes going the same direction, and one of them, you're coming up to a stoplight. If I'm not going to turn right, I will shift to the left lane, especially because situational awareness. If I see the person behind me has a turn signal on, I don't want to be that guy blocking them through the whole cycle before they can turn.
Well, and that's where I play the carrot and stick. I'm taking that right lane because it's the open one. I want to be at the front of the line.
That's because you're thinking about you.
Oh, we all are.
Not me. I'm thinking about them.
Well, now, hang on.
I'm hanging.
As part of that, I do check my rearview mirror, same as you, whether I'm going to get over or not. And if there is somebody signaling behind me.
Oh, I see where you're going now.
I gift them with the open lane.
But if they don't.
Then screw them. Sit there and wait, you bozos.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, brother.
Because they should have told us ahead of time where they wanted to go.
Yeah. But they didn't, so they're going to pay the price.
Absolutely.
Brother.
Take that.
Another round of wrestling coming your way next.
But I have had people who have seen me behind them with my signal on and scoot over because they were also going to be the first at the
light.
Yes,
I've seen it,
and I appreciated
that. Kind of like pass it along
or
something.
That's a good driver. Yeah, wow. Pay it forward. Come on.
We should all be, let's all try that. Be nice.
Yeah.
Be thoughtful. That's the thing. Be thoughtful.
Unless they're not using their turn signal.
Exactly.
What Bob said.
And then you could be thoughtfully, penalizing them in some way. Oh, good stuff. More serious stuff, unfortunately, we'll get to. And fun as well. Happy Friday. It is 7:29. Coming up, Florida Town says, spring break? No, nada. We are over it. Details on the way. 97.3 The Sky.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.